The views and opinions expressed during the BIO Radio Show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live the barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, your hosts, Richard Johnson and Nick Pierce.
Hello and welcome to another wonderful edition of the Barefoot is Legal broadcast, where we empower you to live the barefoot lifestyle. Now, of course, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. But whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories. Want to know about any experiences and issues you may have? If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. The home of the official Barefoot is Legal Radio show is on Facebook. Just go to Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can send us messages there. Now, this is just for the radio show. If you have any comments or any suggestions for the show and want to send us a message, anything you may want to add, we'd love to hear from you. Also, our official website, barefootislegal.org, the official home of Barefoot is Legal, the organization. Check out our website there. And don't forget about our Facebook group and our Facebook page. Again, just Barefoot is Legal. If you go join our private group, it's for people that are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or live a barefoot lifestyle. It's a private group where you can share your stories and your journeys there. Again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. For those of you that do not know, my name is Nick Pierce. I'm your host, and with me is my co-host, Rick. And I've been barefoot full-time over 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm also the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department and another victim's legal advocate co-hosting with me today. As I mentioned earlier, Rick, Richard Johnson, is joining us back from his vacation last week where he was enjoying season tickets to the Norwegian Hisigny Pygmy Yodeling Contest. It was their opening gala. So I enjoyed that one. Welcome back.
We took second place, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Only second in that mess. I prefer gerbil karaoke myself, but teach their own. Anyway, with that said, though, it's time to kick off our shoes and relax. If you're wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. So, welcome back to the program. And, so how was your vacation? What'd you do? If you want to share with anybody and any adventures, journeys, stories, issues, and whatever else you may have.
Yeah, my vacation, basically, it's what I've been doing with my kids for about the past 11 years, which was actually kind of a shock while we were attending an event called FanimeCon, which for those who are in the that genre, it's an anime convention, one of the largest ones on the West Coast of the U.S., where second behind like Comic-Con, which is massive. We only get about close to about 40,000 people that attend this event each year. And I've been staffing it with my kids for about the past 8 years. We've been attending for 11, but staffing it for 8 years and working with a group called Rovers. So we're kind of like the, I don't want to say security guards, but we just make sure everybody's playing nice with one another. And my specialty is taking care of props and whatnot to make sure everyone's props for their costumes are safe and not going to hurt
that,
anybody.
Just props and not real weapons, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so, you know, it's usually a lot of running around and spending a lot of time with cosplayers. So for me, I enjoy what I do, what they call peace bonding, because I get to see pretty much just about, 80% of people who come to the convention. I get to see most of them and inspect their props. And so, it's just a fun time, real busy, but you're using your voice constantly. You can tell I'm still a little bit hoarse, several days later. And it's just a real, real fun event. And, there's definitely some things that I really was paying attention, especially now, being involved with the radio show. A lot of the cosplayers, and this is something I've seen every year but just never made a connection to it. A lot of these, especially the female characters that people dress up as, wearing these stiletto heel boots. And I mean, we're talking like the extreme 6-8 inch stilettos where it's like, how are you even able to walk in these things? And these gals will just struggle along and just killing their feet within minutes, and oftentimes they haven't even been at the convention long enough to, wake up, put the boots on and their cosplay on, and then get to the convention center 20 minutes later and then start walking a short distance to come visit where I'm at. So they, a total of grand, 45 minutes, and already they're like, feet are contorted, or their feet are in pain, and their face shows it because they're all contorted. And you're like, are you okay? And they're like, oh, it's just these boots are killing me. And then it's just an amazing thing how much we love to brutalize our feet for fashion, or in this particular case, for a cosplay.
Role play. Yeah.
Role play.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And you would think that maybe they would just put them on when they get to the door if they really want to wear them, or like put them on for whatever exhibit they're, portraying. I don't know exactly the whole way the conventions work. I've seen a lot of them. I have friends of mine that attend there, and I wouldn't be surprised if we had some mutual friends that you ran into, or, that probably know each other through that. I have some folks that are, really into it. But yeah, I always have conversations with them sometimes, particularly about the boots and stuff. They're just like, well, first of all, they try to find the characters to dress up barefoot to give it a try. They think that's a good excuse if they ever want to try it. So they're going to find a character that's barefoot to dress up as for the convention. But then you have some of the others that, they get on their boots or something, or like these like 12-inch platform shoes, things and wings and stuff on them. And they're trying to walk in these things, and it's quite funny. I hear their horror stories, and like, I know I never wear shoes. I said, well, you normally don't wear shoes like that either. What's wrong with you? You're not a cartoon. It doesn't work. The cartoons
exactly.
Have a certain, the law of physics in cartoons is, you will always survive when the piano and the anvil fall on your head from a cliff. Everything is in the back pocket, such as the screwball sign, the mallet, and a pie. It's all in the back pocket. And you're drawn to walk straight up. Someone did that for you. That's a cartoon. Gravity will eventually take over, and physics and balance and all that. The laws of the way the planet Earth keeps you stuck to the surface will eventually make you fall over in these things. They just don't realize that. They're not really a cartoon. So, it's always interesting when I go through that conversation with them. I can't walk in these things. We're not supposed to walk in those things. You're not a cartoon. I mean, no disrespect to people that enjoy it, but I'm just saying, it's one of those things. But yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And just one of those things. But yes, that must have been a very interesting convention.
Oh, it's a hoot. If nobody's ever been to it before, it's one of those things where definitely put it on your bucket list. Go check it out. See the efforts that these people go through, this passion. Which, for people my age, it would have been dressing up as, Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and, Woody Woodpecker type of a deal. So to see these people in these animes, and they all, the anime world is humongous.
Oh,
and,
huge, yeah.
Just to see all the different variations and whatnot. But like Comic-Con, it's kind of taken on a life of its own where it's a big excuse for pretty much anything that you enjoy in life. You know, you're going to get cosplayers because that's what it's really, you know, devolved down to is just cosplaying, you know, adult Halloween year-round at these conventions. And so you'll see folks that are, you know, dressed up as, you know, Star Trek characters, Star Wars characters, you know, which are really, really huge right now, Star Wars characters.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, any you know, cult television series that's out there, like, you know, any of the, what's that, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that sort of thing. You'll get people dressing up from that particular TV show or Supernatural or, you know, you name it. And, it's fun to see that. When it, something else, too, you mentioned the barefoot characters, and depending on what convention you go to, some conventions are actually, they don't have any rules about shoes, and you can wander around barefoot. Now, unfortunately, this one in San Jose, Fanimecon, they are strictly against walking around barefoot, and they have in their rules policy for costumes that you have to have some sort of a sole under your foot. Which, you know, to me, you know, for several years, I was always actually, you know, questioning why. And I was always told, oh, well, it's the convention center demands that. Now, the thing that I remember talking to some of our heads was like, wait a minute, the convention center demands that, then what did you do when they have the karate and gymnastics tournaments where I've been at the convention center when some of these things have taken place, and you've got all these gymnasts or martial artists running around all over the convention center barefoot. They don't seem to have a problem then.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, well, no, you know, that's – long story short, I've kind of found out that there's somebody – I'm not sure if it's one of the owners of the Fanime convention or one of the higher-ups. They must have an issue with bare feet, you know, because they're very, very fearful of litigation. So that's why they always have all these safety rules to try to protect people, which, you know, the ones that protect people from getting injured by somebody else's negligence, I understand. But when it's self-negligence, it's like, you know, why are you worried about getting in trouble if you've provided a safe environment, which the convention center takes care of that aspect. And all we need to do is just, you know, make sure people aren't, you know, jumping off the balconies or stairs.
Yeah. And especially like in a case where like, you know, someone is barefoot for a medical reason. I mean, it seems like the coordinators or the chairs or whatever, if it's their silly rule and they're worried about that. I mean, first of all, yeah, we can get into duty of care and liability law and all that, which maybe after the break for our new listeners, we can. But it seems like there's, you know, if someone gets hurt because they require them to do something, then all of a sudden they're the ones that are liable. And I mean, if it's not ADA compliant or something like that, or it's against whatever the civil rights laws are in the state at the time, I mean, they're opening themselves up to lawsuits or fines from that. So is there a point where it's okay, well, that's the exception, or do they just give it the blanket, well, you can't come in, and then it's discrimination or something like that? I mean,
you know,
how
every
is that
year
dealt
it's a,
with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year that's just a little bit different. And, you know, one of the things, I mean, I hate to say it, I'm not actually a Fanime person, so I've never been caught up into the genre like the folks that actually go and attend and staff the event. You know, a lot of these people are kids out of, you know, college and whatnot, just graduated. They're, you know, fairly young, not a huge amount of life experience. And they're being put into positions of needing to know certain law, and they don't actually have the life experience for it. So, you know, one person who thinks they know a little bit more will sit there and say, oh, well, you know, this is what the rules are. Or they'll go read something somewhere that they think, you know, is the full spectrum of, you know, covering everything that they think they're inquiring about. And they've only got this one little niche aspect of it. But then they pass it around. And then year after year, these folks keep training one another as some leave and, you know, they bring up their replacements. And then you get somebody like me who's a, you know, federal officer. Not, this isn't to say I know a lot more than them, but just by default, I've absorbed
by default,
a lot
your experience
more
information. And your training and just the time on the job, of course, and the information, the research
right.
that you do, you know, a lot more than them. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you try to explain to them, no, guys, you're kind of looking at this the wrong way. You know, of course, there's a little bit of resentment. You know, it's like, oh, who's this old guy? He doesn't even, you know, he's not even into anime per se. And it's like, you know, over the years, they're finally starting to realize a lot of the stuff that I keep telling them. I go, you might want to check into this and you might want to check into that. And then it starts coming true. And there's, you know, they finally start to learn, but at the same time, they're kind of like, all right, I don't like the fact that we're just showing up, or that, you know, and they take it the wrong way. It's like, no, you shouldn't look at it as you just got, you know, schooled. Instead, look at it as you just, you know, increased your knowledge and made yourself that much more strong. And it's just sad that sometimes they don't see that information that way.
But, yeah. I mean, especially when you're out protecting their bottom line and the assets, you know, I mean, what they make and, you know, stuff like that. They don't want to lose it in a lawsuit because of some discrimination claim.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, a classic example of the way they react is last year, Fannime had one of the strictest policies for props in terms of what you can and cannot bring. And some of it was, you know, made pretty good sense. But then there were some things that, you know, well, wait a minute, every other convention allows these particular things like bows with strings on them. As long as you can look at the bow, you know, give it a couple of pulls and realize that, no, this isn't going to launch an arrow or anything dangerous at anybody, you're fine. But, you know, they're like, nope, bows have to be unstrung. They have to not be anything that looks, you know, like it was bought off of a Big Five sporting shelf. And it's like, okay, well, I kind of get that aspect of it, but you already ban arrows from being as part of the cosplay. So, you know, where is the danger? And that's what our folks that run around the rovers looking for safety violations are supposed to be on top of anyway. So it's like, yeah, you know, there's that overcautiousness on one aspect where it doesn't make sense, and then completely loose where it's like, no, this is where you need to be focused. This is where your real problem is going to begin. Not the guy barefoot in the corner minding his own damn business, but yet the other guy with the big steel sword, you know, you're thinking, ah, he'll be responsible. It's too heavy to lift. Well, no, that's the whole point. You know, he tries to lift that thing and it falls on somebody. Now you got an issue.
Anybody around him could get hurt. I mean, you know, it's not like a regular sword. And these people are not. Okay, now, maybe some of them do, you know, play with swords or practice or, you know, are proficient in sword work, you know. But, I mean, they're sitting there with giant props that, you know, even the people in the movies that use them, there's a lot of practice that goes into handling them from effects artists, stunt people, trainers and stuff like that. When they're going to do this, you have someone that just made what looks like the coolest sword from this movie. And Silent Hill will say that big sword that the one guy character carries or something like that. I mean, you're carrying that around and you don't know how to handle that. I mean, that's like giving a 2-year-old a rifle and saying, here, we're going to an NRA convention. You have to have this rifle in your hand. Yeah, it's like 2-year-old doesn't have.
Yeah, let's not tell you where the safety, you know, is. Let's tell you not where not to point it, et cetera. Yeah, no, that's exactly it. That's exactly the point right there.
Yeah. I mean, if someone makes something and it's like, you know, too big, too awkward to handle, you know, whether it's sharp or dull or what or how heavy it is, you are going to have issues. You know, these are not people that go out and they've, you know, been using this stuff that they make. And, you know, some of it's props, some of it's cardboard, some of it's, you know, all different things, you know, that they would, you know, make these out of. But it's the one that makes them out of, like, you know, a piece of sheet metal and some wood and, you know, stuff like that. Anything could be a disaster. I mean, a glass of water could be a disaster. I mean, really, for someone that knows how to use it right. A plastic cup, you know, could be a disaster. You know, to a well-trained CIA assassin, you can literally, like, do someone in with a plastic cup. You know, I mean, so I think that sometimes some of this overcaution and all that is just kind of ridiculous when they look at it. But yeah, you're right. But it just looks out of the ordinary. Okay, I know. It's like, wow, how could something there look out of the ordinary? But yes, no, something out of the ordinary is someone standing over there with no shoes on. And they're just like, what? Someone's dressed up as someone that can fly from a fairy tale. What are you talking about? This is out of place? You know.
It's just fun. But, it all ties into everything that we keep saying week after week after week. And it's just these public perceptions about, you know, barefooting and, you know, perceived hazards and risks. And even, you know, it even comes from our professional sector. you know, when doctors, you know, for fear of liability, will sit there and say, oh, well, you got to be worried about contagions and this, that, and the other. And then it's like, okay, well, doc, you know the reality of what chances are of catching a lot of different, you know, diseases, germs. How often do you see cases of hookworm in your practice? How often do you see cases of this, that, and the other? And, you know, the reality of it is it's a small, you know, less than a percent of all these oddities combined, let alone anything related to bare feet. You know, most, what, 98% of everything that a podiatrist sees in their practice are all related to shoes. You know, somebody being in shoes and their feet, you know, suffering as a result from it. But all this misperception, you know, persists no matter what.
And that's where
we come in.
Yep, that's where we come in. If anybody wants anything to add, 319-527-6208 is the way to be on the air with us. If you want to be, if you have any questions, any issues that you may have, we're here to empower you and live the barefoot lifestyle. And we are here to debunk the myths. And I can't think of two better people more qualified to answer some of the legal questions when it comes to certain things than the two of us when it comes to this topic. So make sure that you... if you have a question, and you can also check us out in the live chat room, freedomizerradio.com. Just click on the live chat link, and I'll put the number in there as well for anybody just tuning in if you're in the chat room there. And, conventions, and this is a season where a lot of festivals are coming around. I know this week just in my area there are maybe three or four different festivals running. I never have a problem, but, you know, if you do, let us know. We're here to help. So 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. And don't forget the official home of the Barefoot is Legal program. Barefoot is Legal, period. Barefootislegal.org. You can also communicate with us through the radio show Facebook page. Just add radio at the end of it. Barefoot is Legal Radio. So, yep.
And, we're getting quite a few callers in today.
We have, the switchboard is starting to light up. I know a couple people are kind of on the fence whether they want to come on or not. I see them push the button, not push the button, say they want to come on, not want to come on. It's okay. You know, not everybody wants to be on the radio. We completely understand that. And I know we have Nick Deutschman. I think that's his number there. That's Nick Deutschman who just came into the queue. We're coming up to the top of the hour, and I'm sure he's now this weekend. They are doing a big BIL meetup, barefoot meetup in Minnesota, and the whole crew's been out there since I think Wednesday. They hit town, and so the Barefooters took over Minnesota, and they're out there with Nick Deutschman, who's the Midwest Regional Director, along with our founder Dave Proof. On the radio programs that he does, and Melanie and the whole board of directors that they have put together their big meetups out there. So I'm sure we're going to have an update from them. I was covering for Proof show on Thursday night for his 3-hour radio show. He does Real Patriot News. And we would check in with them. Sounded like they were having a great time. So I'm sure we'll have some updates because we have the whole crew probably there. What we'll do is why don't we jump to the first break? For now at the top of the hour. And then when we come back, we'll definitely want to get them on as well as any other guests that want to join us. We got to pay the bills. No one dropped off the big suitcase of money yet. So until they do, we got to listen to our sponsors for a little bit. That's okay. We gave them consent to interrupt this radio program. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. I'm Nick Pierce, along with Rick Johnson, co-hosting with you. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio, and be prepared.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Exposed Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science and the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
In this digital society, making connections is quickly becoming a lost art form. Yet, if you are a small business owner, building your network is the only way you can get ahead. Can these skills be learned? You bet they can. Read Nose to Nose Networking, No Nonsense In-Person Networking Tips from a Master. Who's the master? Well, who better to teach networking and friend-building skills than a golden retriever?
Join Barefoot
the author,
Saturday,
Melanie Hope, takes the antics
Eastern,
of Abigail and translates them into the human experience. Through Abby,
no laws
you will learn how to set your intentions, build a network, and get into and out of conversations with grace. If you love the Dog Abby segments on CounterCultureWise
Radio,
you will love Nose to Nose Networking even more. Find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in hard copy, Kindle, and Nook. Visit CounterCultureWise.com for direct links.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative.
Are you
weeknight,
curious about Tantra?
9 p.m. to midnight Eastern,
did you know Tantra
to
isn't just
Pacific,
about sex?
As we fight
think
the New World Order together.
Breathwork,
right here
earthing,
on Freedomizer Radio,
the
your
chakra
exclusive
system,
home of the Proof Negative
deep
Show.
Self-healing, the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our
are
body.
Are you curious about Tantra?
Join me, Tara,
you know Tantra
for Tantra
isn't
with
just
Tara,
about sex?
Every Tuesday
meditation,
at 9 p.m.
Breathwork,
time.
Earthing,
each
ceremony,
show will begin with a guided
system,
meditation.
Deep self-healing.
Tantra is shifting
the shame
and deepening
and
the vibe,
trauma that we hold
in
our
body.
People all over the
join
world.
Me, Tara,
invite Tantra
for Tantra with Tara.
Yours.
Every Tuesday.
How would you
at 9
like to make your work more
time.
Enjoyable, be more
each
creative and relaxed,
begin with a
all while sitting
meditation.
At your desk? That's exactly
Tantra
what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary foot rest, I can't even call it a foot rest because
invite
this thing
Tantra
encourages movement of your
yours.
Feet, which results in more blood flow.
Sunday,
while traditional foot rest advocates
motion with your
feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grasses of the
serenity.
It delivers
fun.
An incredibly relaxing sensation
radio,
that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
We have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds.
For a new place to shop, eat, and save, are you sick of paying full price?
Automatically
like
has a communist-style weight loss sauce that specializes
well,
in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that
this book
fat away in no time.
To help
skin and bone means extra tone
around
is
your
the motto.
Yes,
just remember, there is no way you can do it
you
on your own.
Save money
we will forcefully assist you into compliance.
Cars,
failure
even,
is not an option in this utopian
when
wonderland.
I take my family
all
out there
fantastic. Typical workout regimes include baking dishes and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join?
Right here.
Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or
with the savory,
violate the Patriot Act that includes a simple misdemeanor. It's really that easy to get your
at
own extended slice of Americana. Stop
who
being
knew?
A fatty. The state
and
is your
there are
daddy.
Places we found
you
we
are listening
to
Are
out.
You Ready? With Nick Pierce.
View the
on
book
Freedom
in your
Reserve.
Area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home, MyZestiness.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up.
And we're back. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. With me is Rick Johnson, co-host here for BIL. Don't forget about our website, barefootislegal.org, and our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, and our private group. So if you're a member of the barefoot community or interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, check out our private group there. You can share your stories, experiences, and any issues you may have. But of course, keep in mind, folks, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate you and empower you to live the barefoot lifestyle. Anyway, we're back. Rick and I are here taking your questions, 319-527-6208. Anybody that wants to call in. And we also have Midwest Regional Director of Barefoot is Legal, Nick Deutschman, with us. So we're going to check in with him after here in a little bit. And actually, we could just bring him on right now. I guess, Rick, I think we're ready for him.
Yeah, so, let's bring him on.
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring him on. And here we go. Come on. Hello, Nick Deutschman and crew. I guess the whole crew's there.
Hello, hello.
Did you get me on?
You're on now, yeah. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello, you guys. Hello, hello.
So you guys are out there. We had a bunch of everybody from the head office there for a board meeting and, I guess, taking over and creating debauchery in Minnesota, eh?
Maybe, well, debauchery, not so much, but we did cause some trouble.
Oh, no.
We didn't hurt anybody, I don't think. Everybody's
Is
still
Melanie
healing.
Okay?
We think so.
Okay.
We think she's okay. We haven't seen her this morning.
She's at a coffee shop.
She ran off to get some coffee, and so I think she's hanging out in the coffee shop doing some work stuff.
Yep, I guess she's doing some show prep for her show Sundays. And
Yeah,
so counterculture-wise, make sure you check that out here on Freedomizer Radio. So I was making sure, you never know with her. Someone's got to chaperone her. And, of course, Proof. Is Proof there with you?
Proof's hanging out. He looks like he's ready for a nap, but we've been doing a little bit of procrastinating. We like honesty around here, so a little bit of procrastinating, finishing up the bylaws, but we're going to get them done here this afternoon. Since it's a rainy day in Minnesota, there's really not a whole lot we can do, but it is what it is. So good opportunity to polish up all the inner workings and all that basement stuff that nobody ever sees but needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of the stuff that comes along with becoming a nonprofit organization, 501c3, and the bylaws and board meetings and all that. And
yeah, there's a lot more to it, and we're glad to do it because we want to be that professional organization for everybody out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I say quite often on the program, it's not just a Facebook group anymore. I mean, we're an actual organization that exists outside of the internet world. So that's, it started as a Facebook group. I mean, that's where the members come from. That's where the organization, the movement started. But we exist in real life. And some of our larger-than-life characters are out there in Minnesota right now.
Well, it's so funny you say it that way because, like, for example, Leah Bennett flew in from the Nashville area. And we've had an internet relationship for the last 2 years. We've messaged back and forth. We've seen our pictures on the group page and stuff, but there's always some, like, I don't want to call it a detachment, but in the back of your mind, you always kind of think, is this a real person? It's just a picture of somebody on my phone, And then when I actually got to meet her face to face, it's like, wow, you are a real person. you're not just a picture on the internet. This is really cool. So
you're not being catfished.
Right.
Yeah. They're real.
So we've been having a good time. We Dave and Melanie flew in on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we all do? They
first you did
it's
the
been so fun, I can't even remember now, but they
we've been out to eat
a couple times. We had a big meetup at a local restaurant here in my town, and it was interesting. There's like five or six mom and pop owned restaurants in my area.
Okay.
All of
That's
them,
really good.
Except for one, turned us down to have our big dinner.
Why?
And I don't know. What do we figure? Like $500 they made off of us that night. Yeah, and I'm thinking the waitress probably made $100 off that table in her tip. Yeah, I left her 20, so and they were happy to have us. It was great. It was a great night.
With a check like that, you don't shake a stick away. You don't chase people away at that rate.
And five other local restaurants in our town said no, they would not accommodate us. Isn't that something?
Hmm. You know what you do? Photocopy the receipt and give it to those other restaurants and say, "Here, this is how much you lost."
Yeah, and I don't have it on speakerphone or else I can't hear. But Dave just said we looked around at a couple of the other restaurants on the drive home. Their parking lots had three cars in them.
Wow.
And it's like, you guys missed out on a great night of revenue. So whatever.
I know. And it was a Thursday night. It's not like they're packed and they, Oh, well.
No.
They're lost.
So we went to IHOP this morning. to do part of our board meeting. And our waitress was really cool. She said her son has an interest in being barefoot, and she kind of, her eyes kind of lightened up when we said, oh yeah, people think it's illegal, but it's really not. So Dave passed on one of our business cards to her, and she was excited to bring it home to her son.
That's great.
Melanie's at the coffee shop. Where else did we go? The lake. Oh, we had some antics out on the lake last night. We went for a late night after sundown swim. And people from Las Vegas who come to Minnesota and jump in the lake, they're not really acclimated to the cooler temperature, so that was kind of fun. Kind of fun. Yeah.
Kind of like growing a palm tree in the frozen tundra of Siberia, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure that was
right.
A little adjustment. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a little bad. I feel a little bad for our president, Dave. We have a well. Here comes Melanie. She found our house. She's just pulling into the driveway. But we've got on the business page, one of the posts has reached some pretty good viral territory. Is it 3 million now? 3 million views. He just made it last weekend.
Oh wow!
So he's been hanging out on the Wi-Fi. He's been hanging out on the Wi-Fi, talking to people and a lot of new members just in the last couple of days. The ladies have
That's
been
great.
Grocery shopping. They've been all over the place. It's been fun to have them here too.
That's great.
Hi, Melanie. Say hi.
Hello.
Oh, it's the radio show.
Melanie, get on the air.
So funny. Well, it's Nick Pierce. Oh, you were just talking about it earlier, right? I guess, huh?
Yeah. She called me before the program, and So she has some material she's working on for her show and stuff.
I gotta say hi to Rich.
Nick? Where's all the pictures, Nick? Oh yeah. Say hi to Rich. Okay. Rick, he's here with us.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sir.
Hey, how we doing, sir?
Not too bad.
So I'm kind of curious because you dropped us a little teaser that you kind of created a little bit of a disturbance, and I'm eager to hear about that, and I've noticed you kind of avoiding that.
Our disturbance?
Yeah, you said
Which
you
one?
A little bit of trouble or something. I want to hear about that.
Oh, no, it hasn't been a whole lot of trouble. Just it's been really fun to watch the reactions of some of the local businesses that I frequent, where normally it's just me. It's just me coming in to buy a soda. It's just me doing a little bit of grocery shopping here and there. And now there's four or five others of us now going into these stores. And it's been kind of fun to look and see the reactions of some of the management. They're like, what? This really is a thing, because now there's a whole bunch more of them in my store.
that was actually that just kind of popped into my head. How many of the places that are familiar with you as a barefooter actually know that you're part of this group?
All of them.
So yeah, so it must be a surreal moment for them too. Like you were saying, seeing the pictures of somebody on your phone, and now you meet them in real life. They must have had that same kind of experience, realizing, wait a minute, he told us about this group, and now here's people from that group. So they must have had a similar experience of, wow, it's real.
Yep, the one lady at the one grocery store, she kind of gives me a hard time, but she's one of those people that, you know how, like, when people like you, they pick on you?
Yeah.
She's one of those kind of people.
Okay, now,
and,
Nick, what you do is, real quick, what you do is you have a business that gives you a hard time. Don't all go in at once, okay? One person goes in. If they give them trouble, they try to explain and educate them. But then if they leave, then another one comes in. And then they do the same thing. And if they leave, then another one comes in. And they'll be doing this all day with the amount of you that's in.
Oh,
they're gonna
goodness,
waste
how
good
fun would that be?
Hours. Yeah, 2 hours. if every encounter is 15 minutes, okay? You're going to have a lot of fun with this. I mean, you got the whole brigade right there. You got the troops ready to roll. Position them in the parking lot. And then one at a time, see if one person gives you an issue, then send another one in. Or like if there's, have like the speakerphone or like have the phone on so they can hear what's going on. Your surveillance van, get everybody in the car. And then one person goes in. If there's an issue, then, you hear what's going on. And then you send another one of you in while that's going on. And then
Why didn't we think of that sooner?
And then another one comes in. They're going to sit there just chasing people out of the store, not making any money by the third or fourth person.
Right?
We could send somebody in incognito in flip-flops to actually sit and discreetly record, video record all of this.
And then eventually, someone's getting hassled, then they just take their flip-flops off and just walk around barefoot.
There you go. I like
Do we know anybody in the group that has anything to put on their feet? No. Do we have to have an extra? Do we have to pull someone in from the outside for that?
Dude, that's
for that
funny. Well, Leah, like I said, Leah's from Nashville, and her shoes are at home. Well, I don't think she even has any. I thought she said she donated them all. She has one pair. She donated all of her shoes, and she has one pair. And both her and her little son, they left them at home. So the airplane, no problems, the airports, and all around the Minneapolis area. And it was funny. I was just asking her. I said, well, you know, if you find a boarding agent that's not too keen on this idea, what are you going to do? And she's like, I'm going to look at her and say, I'm on my way home, and that's where my shoes are. Let me on the plane.
There you go.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Find the business that gives you the most problems. Go for it.
We have one just down the street.
Perfect.
I might run that by who's here and see what they think of it here after the show.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also curious, too, you know, if you actually wind up doing that, at what point will the store call the cops, one, and then, two, if it happens multiple times and the cops get called multiple times, at what point the police are going to be like, you know what, you know, we're not dealing with this crap anymore.
Yeah.
And just tell the business basically, you know what? You're out of luck. We're, you know, this is ridiculous.
Right? Yeah. I wonder how that would turn out too. That's something to think about. Because that store has threatened to call the police on me. There's one in particular that I'm thinking about.
Well, there you go.
But yeah.
You could be the last one.
Yeah, there you go.
I can hear the gears turning there, Nick.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's why I'm kind of I may sound a little distracted. The gears are turning,
you're
the wheels are spinning.
Formulating the plan.
Idea.
Yeah.
So
no,
a
business will finally realize how much money they're tossing out the door.
Yeah. I ran into there's one particular store that I frequent. It's a convenience store chain in my area. Holiday Station Stores.
Okay.
And it's been 3 years now where I was confronted by an employee, which was able to turn on the department of the complaint department that we have for all of our members. Quick side note on that if any of our members have an issue in any business, they can contact us at barefootislegal.org. They can file a formal complaint, and then what we will do. What we will do as an organization is one of our regional managers will contact said business and have an education discussion on the legalities of bare feet. So I had done this with this Holiday Station store, and I had spoken with a couple of different corporate people at their office, and they did some research. They dug through some of their insurance policies. They dug through some other corporate documents that they have, and they found zero issues with someone being barefoot in one of their stores. And they had wrote back to me very kindly, his name is Darren. I spoke with him over the phone a little bit, and we had discussed, and he's like, you know what, he says this is really neat that you brought it to our attention, and we greatly appreciate your business, and I will let all of my stores know via a memo that if they see yourself or any other members of your organization, to let them freely shop as they would anybody else. And just the other day, now this is 3 years later, just the other day, I happened to be reading name tags as I was picking up an iced tea and some gasoline, and I was inside the store, and the guy's name tag said district manager. And I always introduce myself when I see those people. And I kind of told him, I said, I exclusively shop with Holiday Station Stores, and he thanked me, and he looked down and he says,
Oh, you're the barefoot guy. I remember you. There was a whole big company meeting about when after you had called.
Yes.
And,
there you go.
And he told me, he said, thank you so much for shopping with us. We really do appreciate your business. And it lit my heart up when a business has seen something that we're just like everybody else. There's no different. We're not causing trouble. There's no glass in your store. We're not going to step on it and sue you. We're just barefoot. It's no big deal. And they understood that. And they completely loved that we shop with them. So that was really neat to have.
And that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great. You're the barefoot one. It calls the whole company meeting and all that. And there you go. Those are the results that we get.
Now the next step is to get their corporate office to make a shoe cubby. So when everybody gets to work, they can just put their shoes in the cubby and then go hang out in their cubicle and do their work bare feet.
Oh, yeah, kind of like the workman's comp and payroll company, Gusto.
They're hiring.
Where they have all their employees in their corporate offices and stuff. Yeah, go barefoot.
Anybody in the San Francisco area that needs a job, you can they're hiring. I just saw a tweet from the owner, and the greatest part about working for them is you wouldn't need to bring your shoes with you for even the interview or any day you work there.
Yeah.
But they do love their silly socks. I've noticed that. They have silly sock days.
They have silly socks.
Some of them wear silly socks, yeah.
I'm sure.
They provide socks, and also they provide slippers for folks that are visiting that do not want to be barefoot or shoeless. Yeah, so they do provide those for folks. But at least, you know, it's nice that they're getting the shoes that are covered with grime and keeping it out of the building.
Yeah,
I've contacted them a few times trying to get them to interview. So we'll see where that goes. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Talk with them. That'd be cool.
Yeah. You know,
was Holiday?
Was that Holiday Station Stores? Yes, sir.
Do we have a place on our website yet where we list businesses that are, you know, confirmed? I mean, that if there is ever a business that is a confirmed barefoot-friendly business, that you could sit there and say, yes, these guys, if you're in this area, this is where you need to go shop and identify yourself when you go into it. That definitely sounds like one of the first businesses we should have listed.
There was. In a meeting Melanie and I had, there was. We took it down.
We had some website hiccups.
We took that down only because there are so many businesses that are barefoot friendly. The problem was on the website, we had so few listed. So it made it look like if there was just one store in one area that was barefoot friendly, there may have been 15 others that would look at that and say, oh, well, it's only this guy. So forget it. We don't care. Where else are you going to go? So even though there were others in that area that are barefoot friendly and accepting, there were just so few on the website. It just didn't work. It just gave the wrong image and we got rid of it. But it's coming back, though. We are going to bring it back once we get all the businesses up there. Because it looks like as we're adding them one at a time, it's like, oh, don't forget about that place. Oh, okay. And a week later, it goes on. It's like, meh. You know, it really wasn't helping. So we just decided to suspend that temporarily.
Do you want to live a
healthy life? You can always come back when we can list hundreds and hundreds of them.
Barefoot is legal Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time.
What you did, right? What you did on that. Where the district manager's like, oh, yeah, you're a barefoot. And we had a meeting about
public.
And we are here to dispel the myth and empower you to stand up for your rights.
Join full-time barefooter and victims legal advocate Nick Pierce.
We're at 16,000
radio
just in our
or
in
the Barefoot is Legal radio show
that
Saturday.
Will shop at a store
30 p.m.
as long as they're not being bad or giving people a negative experience.
And check out
and that spreads to the millions just through our social media posts. So there's a company that realized, you know what, do I really want to get rid of all this money when we're struggling to survive? Or do we just say, oh, well, yeah, okay, they have a point. If we tell them that they can't come in, and then they go to the ADA and we're fined $75,000, it's our first time, and we're never going to make that mistake again. Well, at $250,000 the second time, or $350,000, I got to look at the numbers. I don't think there's been a second time round with any business I've dealt with. It's kind of one of those things. They realize that, you know, why not continue to take their 100 or 200 whatever bucks they spend on groceries in a week or month or whatever,
there
and not
no
get fined or end up with lawsuits against us or, you know, or like the thing with calling the cops. I mean, like, it's like the cops are going to say, like, listen, it's against the law for us to do this based on what they're presenting me, and their job is to uphold the law.
Their job is to make sure that, you know, they're enforcing the law.
If you sit there when a cop confronts you and says, you know, but here, this is my, this is the legal cards we have, this is whatever it is, and this is what the law is, or here's the ADA, here's the civil rights part and all that. You get confronted and you show a cop that they need to enforce that law. They can't enforce some policy, and we can get into that.
Right here,
there's a difference between policy laws and stuff like that.
Home
but if the policy is against the law, then really it can't be enforced.
Hello,
and the business, they're the ones who called the cops, so they're going
to
have a big problem because now that's on record,
and
that could be used against them in court. So, coming up to the bottom of the hour, a little quick break. We'll be right back with Nick Deutschman and the rest of the BIL group in Minnesota. And Rick and I will be back after these messages. Anybody else who wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. Press 1. That's how you get on. So, give us a call. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing of the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com. Have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Our culture celebrates ignorance.
promotes learned helplessness, and punishes success. We are living in a frenzied cesspool of polarizing politics and perpetual victims. What if I were to tell you that not all news is bad? That humans the world over are fundamentally good? Would you believe it? We are the counterculture that is wise to reality. There is no red pill. There is no blue pill. The truth is not out there. It is inside of you. But you have to look for it. Join us on Counterculture Wise Radio on Sunday nights at 7:30 Puget Sound Time, where we share real news, real success, and real life. Counterculture Wise Radio, we're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Expo Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science and the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here. Join me and my co-host Scott Ferrarello and crew every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the latest news, politics, current events, investigative reports, right here at freedomizerradio.com. See you on Wednesday at 6 Eastern.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
And that's right, we're back. 319-527-6208. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal with Rick and Nick. So I got Richard Johnson, Nick Pierce here hosting with you. And oh, got himself back in there. Cool. Just about to push that button. And we also have some first-time callers and listeners that we're going to have on here in a little bit. And, of course, we're hanging out here with Nick Deutschman and the rest of the BIO group, community and all that, that are having their outing in Minnesota. Don't forget to check out our website, barefootislegal.org. So here we are. Welcome back, everyone. Rick, I think you're in there. Yep.
Yep, we're right here.
And we have a few callers, so definitely want to get through our switchboard here. And we can bring in, I guess let's start with Alan in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Alan. You're on the air now with Rick and Nick. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal.
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm actually in Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee. Okay. I was like, the area code, maybe you moved.
Actually, Tallahassee, Florida, which is my hometown. And I grew up here, and we have a family farm. And I'm also a radio person. We have a classic country radio station, which I co-own and operate, and go to work barefoot every day, which is wonderful.
beautiful part about this job,
very
too.
Very nice.
yeah, that's right. So now I worked for a radio boss one time who obviously frowned on it big time. And he kind of made a big deal about everybody must be professionally dressed at all times. So the minute I was out of there, no more of that.
Wow. So how'd you find us? What made you call, and what have you got for us?
When I first started going to work barefoot, it was right after an injury last year. I was doing a little racing. Now, when you're nearing 60 years old and you're racing your 13-year-old grandson, that's maybe not the smartest thing to do. But anyway, I took a fall during that and injured my leg and ended up with tendonitis, Achilles tendonitis, to the point where wearing shoes became impossible. So somewhere along the way, Nick Deutschman and I connected on Twitter. I think he saw a picture I posted going to work barefoot or something back in December. And up until that point, never heard of you guys ever. And then Chris Williams, the barefoot pastor, admitted me into the group on Facebook. And I just felt like I had found a group I'd been looking for a long time.
That's great. Glad you found us. So when it comes to
I'm still recovering from the tendonitis. So so at most, I might wear flip flops once in a blue moon, and I have one pair of shoes.
So you're definitely a true barefooter.
Here on the farm, you hear about hookworm and whatever. Well, we've been on the farm, the one before and now the one we're on now, since 1973. And I've never had any kind of issue or anything like that.
Thanks for sharing that, because we see posts a lot about our listeners or even just members and other members of the barefoot community that are saying, I would, but I'm afraid of stepping in something and getting hookworm. It's like you don't live in a third world country. I mean, and
right,
I've been on
right.
farm like, before. I mean,
like
I'm,
I said,
I'm
I've been
Ohio.
On the farm this one since 1973, and on another one before that even. I just turned 60 and have been barefoot, except for work hours, pretty much all of that time. And since finding the BIL, I finally got up the courage to go to church barefoot, most recently to a big homecoming celebration where there was a lot of people, a singing group, which I probably would have never done that before. And family
great.
Reunion might have been the hardest because family sometimes is the most difficult, but went to our family reunion in April. I didn't take any shoes. Nothing negative was said, so I guess I've been pretty fortunate. I did chicken out at Subway because no one else was in there when we were there, so I did chicken out at Subway, but I'm going to try that again.
Well, yeah, you should, and your rights are protected, especially if you're barefoot for medical reasons. And the ADA
yes.
protects you, and it's Part 36 of the U.S. Department of Justice Code, which deals with the America's Disabilities Act and all that. And we were talking about a little earlier in the program where we have, any place that's open to the public, they sit there and say it's private property or we're private business. Walmart, Home Depot, some of these places are not private businesses. You may actually own a piece of them. And on top of that, any business is open that's open to the public is a place of public accommodation. And there are certain laws that they need to abide by when it comes to allowing people in. And if you take a look, if you search the ADA's website, and if you also check out our website, barefootislegal.org, click on that education section. It's probably second or third link in that has a copy of the ADA card. Save that to your phone, print it out, which explains the law. And carry that with you if you ever have an issue.
All right. Well, I know I certainly probably speak for many people when I say that we are delighted that you guys are there.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. And thank you for calling in. And I hope that information helped.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And we have Leslie, who's out on the island. And Leslie's calling in as well with a question for us. Welcome to the program, Leslie.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. Glad you found us. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. This is really interesting. I just got a couple questions for you guys.
That's what we're here for.
First off, to feel it out, because, again, this is my first time. How many viewers do you guys got on this show, if you don't mind me asking?
We have a count that when we calculate all the entire listening pool, it actually goes up into maybe, I think, 400,000 to 500,000.
wow, that's amazing. You know, I never knew that many people, you know, frequented barefooting. So when I started going barefoot because I got really wide feet. It started off in like soccer. Like I couldn't buy thin shoes. So like I just started going barefoot. You know, I started wearing socks, but then eventually I went barefoot. And, you know, I go to college at the University of Delaware, and I go to class barefoot. And, you know, I get a lot of looks and a lot of people, you know, making fun of me and all that stuff. And I was just wondering, like, how you guys, like, combat with, like, you know, like, people, you know, looking at it as a negative way.
A couple things. I don't know, Rick, you want to go first on this, and I'll put my 2 cents in after, or?
Well, I mean, the first thing that always comes to my mind is always knowledge. Knowledge is power. And
yeah,
first realize that the folks that are going to confront you are either going to come from one of two places, misinformation or just flat-out ignorance. And what I mean by that is there's going to be people that they are just against bare feet. They don't even understand why they don't like bare feet. And they're going to come at you. You know, we call these people trolls on the Internet. Then you've got the other
trolls.
Folks. Yep. So, you know, trolls, you really can't educate them for the most part. So I hate to say it, you just kind of have to develop a bit of a thick skin. And if you want to try to fight them, great. You're going to have a knowledge will help you fight them. The others, the ones that are misinformed, which is the vast majority of the people that we deal with, the ones who believe that there's laws against, you know, being in food restaurants, any place that serves food, those are the folks that are just believing these myths that were started in the 60s. And if you have information to combat them, you can actually try to enter into a dialogue and correct them on this stuff. And so that's where, you know, becoming a member, you know, of BIL and taking full advantage of all the resources that we've amassed over, you know, years and years and years of collecting this information, that's going to be one of your best tools to be able to deal with a lot of these folks and just shut them down.
Yeah, awesome. Good point. And when it comes to going to school, or when it comes to, like, you know, going to any school, college, whatever it is, take a look at, first, assess the reason why you're barefoot. Is it for religious belief? Is it for a cultural? Is it for medical? Is it, you know, your own personal health and all that? And then figure out what part of the law works for you.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of resources on our website, like I mentioned to the previous caller, Alan, who, you know, for his, it's a medical reason. And there's the ADA cards that we have. There's also, you know, just different human rights, civil rights laws that may apply based on beliefs, personal lifestyle choices and all that. That's protected under the state. And colleges are, you know, they're run by pretty informed people. Hopefully you go to one that they're open to, you know.
It is a public university.
Diversity. So then, yeah, you wouldn't have any problem there. They, if it's a public university, state university or anything like that, they're bound to a very strict code of conduct and a code of ethics that they need to follow. And they're not going to step out of line and misbehave against anybody that's barefoot for a reason like that. Private colleges, somewhat different. You signed up for that. They may have certain guidelines in place, and they may be a little harder to deal with. But you're in a good place being a state or public university at that rate. So bring it up to student academic affairs. Bring it up to if you need to go as far as the dean's office or something like that. That would be the best route. Not dealing with.
I wish I knew about you guys when I was in high school, because, you know, I tried going barefoot in high school a couple times, and they just, you know, completely shut it down because they thought it was a joke. And even more interestingly, one time, you know, I went to Montauk over the summer. I don't know if you guys were no more Montauk.
Yeah,
got a nice
on the end of the island.
And it's, yep, and it said, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. And I guess they, you know, they might have had more of an issue with the no shirt part, but, you know, I had to go to the dean's office, and I had to change my shirt.
Huh, just because of that shirt.
Yeah, they said they you know, they're being very vague, but they said it was an inappropriate shirt, and I wasn't allowed to wear it, and I had to go into my gym locker and wear like my sweaty old like.
Probably because of the no shirt thing. When it comes to, you know, the female student body population, they could take offense to that.
Totally.
And yeah, I could see where that comes from. And that was this is high school, you said, right?
Yeah, I was high school.
Yeah. High school is a totally different game. In high school, you know, it's like you're not 18, you're not an adult yet, you're still just a child, and they want to rule over you. Now, mm-hmm. I've gone through school board cases. I've gone through schools and stuff like that, helped other folks out in the community and stuff when it comes to them wanting to be barefoot. It, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. The principal can't even make that decision. They're the highest authority in that building. It ends up going to the Board of Ed. And you sit there, you talk to the superintendent. Yeah. And I've gone through everything with them, whether students wanted to wear shoes. And I've had to deal with the parents and the superintendents in different communities and have won. You know, they've I've proven the point where this is a, you know, religious purpose or a medical reason or for their own personal health or spiritual choice and stuff like that. And the school has to allow it. Devote a lot of time. Know exactly what you're talking about when you do it. Do the research and use the resources that we have on our website. Read the laws that are cited that you find on the website.
Absolutely.
To help you out.
So play devil's advocate on this. Like mm-hmm. you know, if I go to like a private store and I'm barefoot, you know, I believe in, you know, everybody having, you know, their own rights and their own right to do. And technically they do own that store. So, you know, if they say, you know, they have the right to refuse service to anyone, like, is that true? Like, you know, can
they
refuse
don't.
Service to me just because?
Yeah, no, they don't. Technically, it could be considered private property. You don't own it.
Yes.
If you have any stake or share in the company, you're a partial owner.
Yeah. What about like a private, you know, like just like a private mom-pop pizza shop or something like that?
Again, they're a place of public accommodation, and the law is really
yeah.
clear when it comes to what a place of public accommodation is. And it's non-discrimination based on mostly disability in the public accommodation law. So it includes inns,
totally.
Hotels, facilities that provide guest room sleeping. I mean, the list is so long. A restaurant, bar, other eating establishments, motion picture houses, theaters, auditoriums, sporting events, bakeries, laundromats, departments, you know, transportation. Public transit, museums, parks, zoos, food stores, daycares, gymnasiums, health spas. I mean, the ADA has outlined every business by a category. And in general, an individual cannot be discriminated against based on their disability. If it's for a disability reason, this is where this part of the law comes in. And a business must make modifications in policy, practices, and procedures to accommodate people with disabilities. We're not asking them to build a separate store for us. To be reasonable, it's just allowing us to shop, enjoy the service that they offer without discrimination, without any segregation or anything like that. So,
the other part of that is the federally protected classes. They can't discriminate against any of those. You know, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, and, you know, obviously veteran status, disabilities. Those are the other things. So it's a really broad blanket of circumstances you could fall into where they could get themselves into trouble by kicking you out. Basically, the only thing that they could possibly get away with would be sitting there saying, we don't let anybody in the store that's wearing orange clothes. And, you know,
yeah.
I mean, if something as arbitrary as that, then they could sit
that's
there and
ridiculous.
Say, that's
yeah.
our rule for whatever reason, or you have to be in a suit and tie to come into our store. And if they want to do that, technically can get away with that. But the as you were saying, just because they're a mom and pop and they put up a sign that says we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody, that's not a valid something that they can get behind. They can get themselves into so much trouble because everything that Nick just recited and then the federally protected class is also, it's easy for them to violate more than they realize.
Yeah, so going back on that, you know, you guys call them trolls when people, you know, don't agree with you guys. How often do you guys get, like, trolls, like, calling in, like, to, like, the show and trying to mess with you guys?
I've only been co-host of the show for about a month and a half now, 2 months. Nick's going to be give you a better answer than I can with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we lost Nick there for a minute. He might be busy
yeah,
doing something
I mean,
else there.
But that's okay. I'm back now.
You know,
I was in the green room
yeah.
with a guest. So what was the question? I can answer it real quick before we bring our next caller on.
Well,
He was wondering how often trolls get through.
How often trolls get through? You know, on the radio
on
program,
the
not often. Yeah, not that often. I mean, it does happen once in a while. Oh, see, I missed that part. Rich, I thought you were in the switchboard. So, well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy that and to each their own. So, I was in the green room screening another caller. I thought everything was going fine with that. So apparently,
oh, no, he was fine. He actually waited for you to get back to pop that little bit off. So, you know, it's good for him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, at least
but oddly
at least
enough, he actually covered some really good points.
He did cover some good points. So, hey, after all, it was good to have him. So we also have Roger here. He's joining us. Welcome to the program, Roger. And you had a quick question?
Yes, it's me. It's my name's Roger Shoemaker. Ironically, it's Shoemaker. I'm not even kidding with you right now. It's actually my name. I guess that's what God put on me, but or really my family. But my question is, I live in Rockville Center, Long Island. It's very judgmental over here. Everybody has the new it thing. I have cousins and everything obsessed with the Kanye West guy who with all his shoes and stuff, and they're spending all this countless money. And one day can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, something happened. And one day I was like, we're spending hundreds of dollars on shoes, and there's all these poor kids in countries who don't have any of this. You know, this is ridiculous. And I started becoming kind of anti-shoe in this weird way. But now I've been kind of like, my shoes have been bothering me. I feel like it's a capsule, and I'm trapped in it. And I just want to break free. And I found barefoot is legal, and some of the other barefoot societies on the internet, on Facebook, and on Twitter and things like that. And I kind of have like I've been like a lurker. I haven't like joined. I'm kind of afraid to join right now. But I'm just looking kind of for that final push to kind of take my shoes off and just go. Is there any recommendations you guys might have?
Yeah, I got a few. Rick, do you have anything? I mean, I always say like the same thing, baby steps. Start off maybe just going out to get your mail out of the mailbox, go for a walk around the block or, you know, just little by little. Start slow. You're not just going to go out there and run a marathon barefoot. Your body's going to readapt. And I know Rick has talked a lot about this when it just comes to the way you walk. And he's probably has a lot more information on that. Based on what he's shared on the program in the past. So, Rick, I'll let you take that away if you want.
What I would want to – I'm curious about is aside from the shoe thing, I mean, just ask yourself this. I mean, do you feel better when you're walking around barefoot in your house?
I think so, Rick. You know, it's been weird. You know, I've been getting these – I have a very strained relationship with my family. You know, my dad's a real big sports guy, and him and my brother are big into buying shoes and cleats and things like that, and I never was. And even with my mother, I have a strained relationship. So anytime I have any of these things, like, hey, I want to do this, there is a lot of resistance, per se, you know, in terms of what I can do. And, you know, I'm feeling lost, and I think this is it. Like, I don't want to wear these anymore. What you're asking about
is you're getting a lot of pushback before you've even adopted going barefooted. And about the only thing I would suggest is one, start visiting the website, start looking up as much information, because we're almost out of time here. Otherwise, I could bend your ear for an hour easily on all the benefits of going barefooted. But if you slowly start working into it, just increase the amount of time, like start making it so when you get to your house, immediately kick those shoes off and walk around your house barefooted. You're going to start noticing every time you put the shoes back on, they're going to be a little more uncomfortable, a little more unpleasant to wear. Then start extending your barefooting, as Nick was saying, outside your house. You know, walk out to your mailbox, walk out to take the trash. Just start increasing the amount of time you're barefooted. And as your time barefooted becomes longer, you're going to start realizing the pain your shoes cause you becomes greater. Most people don't realize
Incredible.
We accustom ourselves as a society to foot pain, but yet if you ask everybody, and I bet your dad and your friends that are all into the shoes, what's one of the first things they do when they get off the field? They get their cleats off, or they get home after a long day at work, they kick the shoes
off.
That's
exactly what I was saying.
They complain about their feet.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but exactly what I'm trying to tell them, and no one wants to listen to me. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're just habituated, and you know I don't want to use the word addicted to shoes, but that's almost the
same.
No,
they're addicted. They're addicted. I'm sorry for getting angry with you guys right now.
No. I mean that passion is what's going to lead you into barefooting, and eventually what's going to happen is as you continually barefoot, just the physiological benefits as your feet strengthen, your muscles and joints and tendons and everything, you know, work in your feet and they become set back to the way they should have been evolutionarily speaking, and start operating properly, you're going to start realizing that anytime you have your feet in shoes, it's like, wow, this is not how I was born. This is not how my body was meant to move. And definitely, you know, you're gonna discover you are right. And just in doing that, when these folks start arguing with you, you're going to be able to more readily see how to combat their complaints. And it's all going to come down to is they're just stuck mindset-wise in wanting to wear shoes and needing to wear shoes and being habituated to wearing shoes. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense to me. And that was a great question. Rick, I'm glad we had time to,
awesome
to get to
question.
That answer. Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people out there that are thinking about that. You know, they're like, where do I start? What do I do? Like, you know, I mean, the spring leads to the warmer months. The warmer months lead to the cooler months through the fall, and the fall leads to the winter. Your body will transition and your body will adapt. So just keep that in mind. And it's just about conditioning, just about getting out there and giving it a try. Little steps, little at a time. We are out of time this week, though. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And, yeah, make sure you check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook group, our Facebook page, and all that, Barefoot is Legal, and the home of the official radio show, Barefoot is Legal Radio. Don't forget, you can check out our archives. So if you missed anything, take a listen there. Just go to freedomizerradio.com, listen live. And until next time, keep them bare. We'll be back with you next week.